Hello.
Hey, Tyler?
Yes.
Hey, Tyler, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
How you doing?
Good. I was following up with you. I know we had some conversations earlier in the week about putting Real Deal Lawn and Landscape on the first page of the Google search results.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on it because I don't have the funds to pay that monthly.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously the program pays for itself with the clients that it brings in, but...
Right, but it does, but...
Sorry,
so in the first month, so is that guaranteed?
Yeah, I mean, everything we do is month to month. We don't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract. I'm not allowed to guarantee you that you're going to get a certain amount of customers, but if you look at the guys that are up there now, they're averaging about 2 to 3 calls daily. And it's still going to stay that way, you know, at least according to Google Analytics, until about mid-November. And then
how much is it a month?
I quoted you last time, 249. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I quoted you 249 last time. But, I mean, if the price is really the deciding factor, I'd be willing to drop the price down to 199, still include the website for you. And that way you could get your foot in the door and actually see the benefit of it. See what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll do that. I'll go put, I'm about to leave right now. I'll go put the money in the bank real quick, and then, yeah, that works.
Okay, well, before I need to do any kind of money, I have to build a Google business profile for your company so that it even exists. So can
right, you need pictures?
Well, I'll need pictures, yeah, but you could do that stuff over the weekend, and I could schedule, like, a client interview for Monday where we could further customize the campaign, and I could also,
okay,
like, put in the request to buy the domain. Or it looks like you had that rdl-kc.com the last time I talked to you, but it was leading
yeah,
to...
Yeah, that worked.
That, do you own that domain? Remember, it was all
yeah,
messed up when
yeah,
I talked to you?
Yeah, I bought it.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, if you, we have access to that, we could just use that domain, and we could start working on it, but... Let me create your Google business profile. What's your last name, Tyler?
Deal, D-E-A-L.
Oh, it's just like the business name. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then what's the business street address where I could send a Google PIN verification letter?
14300.
14300.
West 55th Street.
West 55th. Okay, I found it. Shawnee, it's 66216.
Correct.
Okay. And they're going to send a postcard there. There's a little 5-digit number that Google wants off the back of that postcard. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are.
Okay.
Okay, so when you get that in the mail, you got to call me. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Yeah.
Okay.
And then what's your business email address where I could send the outline of the agreement in writing and the receipt?
It is RDL.
Okay.
Dot LLC 99 at Gmail.
LLC 99 at gmail.com. Okay. Let me go ahead and update. And then is this phone number that we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I
and
had
then,
a couple phones last numbers last time. It just got too confusing.
Yeah, you don't want to have too many of them. If you need a separate phone number for the business, we could always provide a Google Voice number that'll just show a different number, and then it'll forward to your phone in real time. But on your caller ID system, it'll tell you, like, Google leads, you know, so that way you know it's like a job opportunity coming from the first page placement and not
like
a
that.
Spam call. Yeah, I could offer that to you during our client interview. So I'll put a note
in.
Yeah. That way you could separate the two without having to pay for a whole other phone line, you know?
Right.
Save you some money. And then I'm going to...
Actually, I forgot. I do have another phone line.
Okay,
I paid for already.
You want me to add it?
Yeah, it's 913.
213. 200. 200.
2852.
2852. Okay, which one should be the primary, though?
The one that we're talking.
Okay. I'll just save this one as, like, an extra cell phone in case I need to, like, text or get a hold of you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then I got the domain attached to the Google business profile. I remember last time we talked, it kind of looked like an art studio, and it had like, did you ever look at it since then? Where it has like the manager, the sales, the HR, and the support people on there?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, I was saying your website looks kind of like an art studio still.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I haven't looked at it, so.
It's pretty rough, man.
If it looks like an art studio, I bet it is.
Here, look, I'll send you the link to the one that I have right here. This is what I'm looking at. But we're offering you a custom website design. We would just have to have access to this domain name. Do you have like the login credentials for your domain name?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll just have this attached for right now, and then we'll get in there and actually update it and change it for you. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'm going to be the account lead. There's going to be a team of guys that will help me with, like, building your site and everything. But if you want something done quickly, I'll be your direct point of contact.
Okay.
All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
I'm going to have it from 8 to 6, I think, or...
Yeah, on the bottom of your website, it says 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday closed.
You say Sunday's the only day it's closed.
Okay, so you want to go 8 to 6 Monday,
Monday
Saturday?
Through Friday, 8 to 6, and then 9 to 5, 4, 5. I work Saturday and Sunday by appointment when my clients are done or not.
Yeah.
I'll put Saturday by
appointment. So that way they can call you, but you don't actually have to like go out there. You know, they'll call you with the expectation that you'll probably schedule them for during the week.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I got the account created. I know you said you want to go put money on the card. What I'm thinking I could do here is do what's called like a post date. So I'll gather the billing information, but I won't actually process it. I'll set it up to auto process later at a set time. You could tell me when's best time to run it. But how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
By a card.
Okay. Is it going to be like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
It's a Visa, it's a business card.
Okay. So it says Real Deal Lawn and Landscape on it?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Perfect. And then the billing address, is it the same as the street address for sending the Google PIN verification letter?
It is.
All right. I'm ready for you.
Are you waiting for me?
Yeah. I say there should be 16 digits on the front of the card. If you could read it,
digits. Yeah, I'm looking for my wallet and my truck.
Oh, okay. Oh, no worries. Take your time.
You just caught me. I just got back home and eating some food, and my girl's on me.
I can hear her in the background. Yeah, I know how that is. I got two boys and a wife, so the job really starts when I get home. While you're doing that, what do you think would be the best time on Monday to do your client interview?
Probably mid-morning.
Okay. I have like a 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'm going to schedule it between 10 and 11. I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we'll actually text you 1 hour before the appointment. It's like an automated text message reminder.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And if anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it. But we want to get it done as soon as possible so we could get you in position to start making some money.
Oh, yeah. That's always good.
Yeah. I mean, you'll definitely see a big increase in calls. It looks like the only stuff you really had out there was like Yelp. And it's like...
Yeah.
You didn't even have a Google verified listing, so even if somebody lists you up by name right now,
they're all word of mouth lately, and then you know neighbors or whatnot.
Yeah, that's a hard way to do things, you know. Like this is a lot easier.
Luckily, I'm still got enough right now to keep me going.
Yeah. Well, this will definitely put you in position to kind of cherry pick even. You don't have to just go to like whatever you can get. You're going to get a significant increase of people contacting you directly off that first page. So you can definitely maybe hire some people after a couple months. I would definitely recommend it. It's going to be tough to handle just as one person, but, you know.
I got a couple people. If I can do it myself, I usually do, but I have one other person that works with me.
Yeah, I mean, we want you to get as many of them as you can, but at the same time, we understand like the capacity. And obviously, we want you to take a cherry picking method too. Like, don't feel like just because the people are calling you that you have to go out there and help them. You know, do what's best for you and your time.
It's 4427.
Oh, let me go back. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, 4427.
4266.
4266.
2188.
2188.
9967.
9967. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
729.
7/29. And there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
822.
Okay, 822. Okay, and you said that we can't run this right now?
No, you can run it here and like, give me an hour.
An hour? Okay. I'll set it up to auto process when the payment. Okay. No worries. I'm going to set it up to auto process in an hour. Or actually it'll auto process at, 5 o'clock.
All right. Even better.
Okay. I'll give you a little more time. And then, when the payment clears, you're going to get an automated text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. So it's going to actually have a link to a service agreement. It'll have everything documented that we're doing for you for the price. You'll also get an invoice receipt. They'll send you a digital Google verification form. You got to fill that out. And they'll also send you a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system so you can monitor the success of the campaign.
Okay.
And then I already requested a tracking number for you. They're going to request it. They'll receive the actual number over the weekend, and then during your client interview on Monday, we'll be able to verify that tracking number for you. Unless you want to just stick with that other line that you have.
I asked I go to AT&T, and because it's on lock right now. It's not. I still pay for it. I just don't have it active.
Okay. Well, we'll just address it on Monday, but right now I'm going to still put in the request for the call tracking number, so if you do want to go that route, it'll be ready to go on Monday.
Okay, if I use my number, would it still let me know?
The caller ID won't pop up unless you have, no, actually it won't. But you still have your tracking system, so you could go into your tracking system and see people who are calling you. Like if they're on their mobile device and then use that phone icon on the first page, it saves their number and it tracks and records that call in your tracking system. So you'll still be able to go in there and see like what's coming from us. And if they're missing calls, you can go follow up with those people through the tracking system. But as it's coming through live, if they're calling you directly, it's just going to have the regular caller ID. So only the Google Voice is able to tell you like, hey, this is particularly because they're calling this number. So then it comes through to your phone as everything that dials this number is a Google lead, basically.
I'll just do that. So if it's one phone, I don't want to.
Yeah. No, that's one less phone you have to pay for, too, if you're not really using it.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm sure this is something you'll use as, like, a long-term marketing solution for you. And then we do have other products and features that we could grow you into. So if the reviews and everything are going good and, you know, you guys are doing your thing out there, then we'll definitely reach out to you after a couple months and offer you, like, a bigger campaign. Maybe we could cover more ground, or if you get another truck or something like that. You know, we have a lot of companies, they start small and then we grow them. So that's my approach with you. I was just trying to get your foot in the door at the lowest possible price. And then once you see it working, it's usually a lot easier to justify the expense of it, you know?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, if it works, I'll be more happy to pay.
It's been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 17 years. It's not going to stop with you. All right.
You never know.
No, it's not going to stop with you.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, you'll be fine. As long as you're answering your phone and taking care of people, like I said, make sure you get good reviews. If you're not getting a 1-star rating, you should do fine.
I should go first.
Yeah, just take care of people. I have no doubts, Tyler. I have
two employees that work for me part-time already, so...
Yeah, you want to get on those guys, though, too, you know, if you let them know, like, hey, I do Google advertising, and, like, you know, this is a legitimate business. If you guys mess up, you know, it's going to reflect poorly on you as the business owner. So even if they're your friends, you got to kind of...
Oh, no, I'll always be there, fine, yeah. At least for right now. Fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right.
But I'm pretty OCD on everything.
That's not a bad thing.
To be real.
That's a good quality for a business owner, though.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. You got to kind of self-manage. But
yeah, I'm about to be at the bank here shortly, so.
Okay. Well, look out for the payment confirmation, or you could even shoot me a text once it's done. Just say go ahead, and then I can manually process it and get you all the paperwork, and then you're basically good to go until Monday.
All right, cool. And what do you need me to send pictures of my...
Yep, so when the payment clears, they're going to send you, or I can manually send it to you right now, too. There's an email address. Okay. It's just photos@localsplash.com. You could send in any logo, photos that you'd like for the website. You can go ahead and send that in. If you don't have a logo, we could help you develop one.
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, yeah, send that in. And then you could continue to send photos there. We recommend you send as many as possible.
I got thousands, but I'll send you what I can.
Yeah, just send them in because they're going to be on your Google business profile. They're going to be on your website. They're going to be on, you know, the Yelp, the Yellow Pages, the Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results if they end up going to a screen.
All right.
Yeah, so.
I'll send you what I can.
Yeah, we could use all the before and after shots that you have. So, but when the payment clears, just look out for those. There's three main texts. It's going to be an outline of the agreement you got to sign off on. The Google verification form you want to fill out over the weekend, and then the username and password for your tracking system. And as long as you have those things, you're basically good to go until we call you on Monday at 10 o'clock.
Perfect.
All right, Tyler.
If I need anything, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, you have my direct number, and we also have 24/7 customer service. Like, I'm not here on the weekend, and I'm actually going to Hawaii next week, so I'll be out from the 10th to the 18th. I'm taking the family to Kauai. But I will.
Good for you.
Yeah, I will be here on Monday. But if I'm not available, you just same thing. You hit extension 1. There's always a live operator available to you. We got about 400 people at this company. So.
Cool. Thank you.
All right, Tyler. I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.